First impressions seem to last a long time. And people tend to judge folks more often than not by what they wear and what they drive. Now you take, for instance, if a man pulls up in front of the bank in an expensive automobile and gets out wearing a fancy suit, folks will say, "Now there's a man that's got money." And another man drives up in an old pickup truck and he gets out wearing a pair of bib overalls, and I guarantee you folks are gonna say, "Now there's an old farmer and he's probably just getting by." But now, if the truth be known about it, that big shot, he owes the bank more on that fancy car than it's worth. And the farmer, he paid cash for that old truck 10 years ago. And the big shot, he just maxed out his credit card last week when he charged that fancy suit on it. And the farmer, he paid cash for those bib overalls when he bought them. And that's been at least 3 or 4 years ago. Now the big shot, he lives over in a high dollar house over there in the high rent side of town. And he owes the bank more on that house than it's worth. And I believe they call that being upside down. Now the farmer, he lives in a house way out in the country that his grandfather built and paid for back in 1912. And the big shot, now he owns a big chunk of stock up there on Wall Street that's worth about half of what he paid for it, and it ain't been more than a year ago. And the old farmer, he owns stock as well, but now I'm talking about livestock now, that he makes a sizable profit on every year, and has for quite some time. Now the big shot, he's going into the bank to ask the board of directors for an extension on his loans. And the farmer, he's going into the bank for a board of directors meeting that he sits on. And by the way, that farmer, not only is he a farmer, but he's also president of the bank. So I reckon about the only person you can really judge is the one you see in the mirror every morning. And you'll misjudge them about half the time if you ain't real careful. And one more thing, you wouldn't happen to know that big shot fella, would you?